That is a siren, isn't it?
No, no. This is Stan Courtney. Today is the 2nd of November, 2010, and I'm in Cook County at Bachelor Grove Cemetery with John Stevenson. And John, you have a website.
Yeah, actually all about Bachelor's Grove. It's bachelors-grove.com.
Okay.
And it's about Bachelor's Grove and the surrounding woods out here.
Okay, and how long have you been coming out here?
I've been coming out here longer than I want to say, since like early 70s.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about the first experience that you told me about that was about a mile from here.
Okay, that would be when I was about 16-year-old. Myself and two friends were parked by the woods and weren't drinking or nothing, which is an important factor there. We saw, I actually saw a hand come around a tree, like you were gripping a tree or something, but a big furry hand. And, you know, being a kid, I thought it was a werewolf. It was the first thing I thought. But I told my buddies, and we looked, and they didn't see it at first. And then, not even a moment later, a big, I didn't know what it was, a big furry head stuck around the corner and peeked at us and looked right back. It didn't charge us. It didn't move. And then we just took off from there like wildfire, just flew out of there. But that's something we really never talked about because we never knew what it was.
Okay, and what year would this have been?
That would have been in about 74.
Okay, and what, summer or?
Yeah, it'd be middle of summer. It's just one of those little forest preserve cutoffs where you pull in and your right. car's kind of almost in the woods and you're just sitting there.
How tall was it?
It's a long time ago, but I mean, I would have to say 8-foot range, you know, somewhere. I mean,
oh, that tall.
The hand was up there high. That's what caught me off guard.
Okay, and what color was it?
I don't recall 100%. I think it was a blackish brown or something. Or, to be honest, it's so long ago. I just remember just seeing a big hand. But it was very, I mean, you would almost mistake it for like a gorilla type thing. You know, it's something that's not natural in Illinois. You know.
And were you able to see the face at all?
Yeah, I mean, it stuck. If you ever played peekaboo with the kids, you know how you do that. It was kind of like that. It stuck around the corner and went right back. But to be honest, it's so long ago. I just remember it wasn't a person, you know, 8 foot tall, and it was all furry. But it wasn't a gorilla face. I mean, distinctively, it was, like I say, we thought it was a werewolf because we were all kids.
Right. Okay. So then how long have you been coming out here more or less as a researcher to Bachelor Grove?
I've been here on and off for ages, but the last 3 or 4 years I've been out here a lot. I mean, I'll spend an entire day just walking through the woods. That's why I started noticing the things that you had told me about that I never realized what it might have been.
Right. Okay, well, the area we're in right now is, you know, I don't know whether you call it a structure or what you would call it. It's pictures on the website, but it's a group of maybe 10, 15 trees that have all been pushed as a big pyramid.
Yeah, they've been bent. They're not all dead either. I mean,
so they've been bent. And has that always been here?
I actually think so. I mean, I don't remember. Back in the 80s and stuff, I never really came back here that much. It's more recent, but it's been here for the last 10 years or so. And at one point, there was actually much more of a structure. Somebody or something's taken it part of the way apart.
Other than this particular structure, have you found other things that you were thought?
Well, there's unusual bent trees throughout the woods, which I'm more into paranormal research. That's nothing to do with paranormal, but I've never understood what goes around pulling full-grown trees over.
Okay.
So if a tree breaks in a storm, they generally snap or they de-root. These are just broken, like at a 4, 5, 6 foot level, like they've just been yanked or something, where all the fibers are all still connected. You know, so it just appears to be pulled over.
Right.
But there's dozens of them throughout the woods like this. In the area we're standing in now, too, there's all these broken logs all over the place.
Other than structures, do you come out here all... Have you been out here at night, or...?
Yeah, but not for ages. When I was a kid, we did. And I can't remember back there. But there are weird noises here, because I've got that website, and there's thousands of people that check in, that come out here. That's the reason I built it. And I have heard numerous stories of weird howls and growling. And
okay. What have you heard yourself?
I've heard a deep growling before, just a couple times. And I don't know what it is. Something wasn't natural. You know, it wasn't wind. There was definitely some real deep, gruffy kind of moaning, growling sound.
What about footsteps? Have you ever heard footsteps?
Oh, yeah. You hear those out here a lot. But there's deer out here and everything. But sometimes when you walk down the path, that path's quite a ways through the middle of the woods to get out here. And you're being followed sometimes. But, of course, this is like the most haunted graveyard in the world, so your imagination's already on overdrive. But I come out here myself when there's no one else around, and I'll swear I'm being followed sometimes. I say, you got to take it with a grain of salt, though. This place has got kind of stigma about it.
Okay. Well, when we were up at the graveyard earlier, sirens were going off, and we did hear what I thought was some type of a
howl response to it or something.
Yeah, there was a howl in the distance. Well, it wasn't too awfully far away, maybe 200 or 300 yards.
That's solid woods that way, too, so it was coming from the woods across the street.
Right. And I'm not sure whether we had the recorder on. We were just starting out then, whether we either got it. So I certainly heard something this morning that was, I don't think it was a siren. It sounded...
No, I actually did it first, but after I started listening, it was a different noise than the siren.
Right. So why don't you tell us about the picture that you took of in the cemetery and the animal down there.
The picture we got was taken from the cemetery of some sort of... like a wolf baboon cross, I don't know how to say it, hunched down in the deep grass. It had like wolf-like pointed kind of ears, like, but it had a snout. We don't know, I call it a wolf baboon, I actually don't know what it was. But didn't see it, actually physically see it for some reason, but in the picture it showed up. But then we went back the next day to make sure there was no stumps or tombstones or anything there that could have been matrixed in to make you think you see something. But numerous members in the same corner where that was have heard, said they've heard growling. And there's reports of weird smells, too. I don't know if that makes any difference. Real, like, reeky, dead smells that'll come all of a sudden just come all over
you. And you've smelled that.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. We just call it death. It's just kind of a weird, freaky smell.
So... a little bit of the history here. How did this cemetery start out, and what was the original settlement here?
Well, this is German immigrants out here. I actually don't recall the data. I got all my data at home. But, I mean, it was an actual settlement for Germans. And it was a small little group out here. And that's the original graveyard for all them. And it's gone all the way till... I think there was one buried there in 80-something. Actually, 87, perhaps. That was the last burial here. But there's nothing left here anymore. There's over 200 people buried here at one time. And there's, well, you just saw it, there's like maybe less than a dozen tombstones. They've all been stolen or thrown in that big lake, is what it is, too.
Right. So now when, at what time period, how long have teenagers been coming out here?
The reports are, you know, before my time. They're saying it started in the late 50s or so. And desecration in the 60s was running rampant. I guess that's when it was really bad. They were just coming out here and ripping entire tombstones down and all kinds of stuff. And I recall it in the 70s, too, because I was out here. You could drive in the main path back then. And we came out here once, and a guy had his car parked in there with the rear end touching the ground. Obviously, he had something extremely heavy in there. But we were just kids, didn't think nothing of it. But they were stealing a tombstone, looking back in retro. I have no idea how somebody could do that, but it's a terrible... That's why they say this place is so haunted. The spirits are so upset.
So are kids still coming out here?
Yes, constantly.
At night?
Yeah, and the police are here every night. They watch this place like a hawk, but kids still sneak in. And they still do destructive stuff. We've actually fixed tombstones, set them upright and everything, which is amazingly hard to do with that kind of weight. And sometimes within days, they're back down again. In graffiti, too, they'll just write stuff on the... They put the satanic signs all over them one day.
Okay, well, this is an interesting area, and I think a particular interest to me is that it is in Cook County.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about so-called
we're in the rural here.
a wilderness. And tell me about this woods, and does this connect to other woods? And
yeah, this is actually the biggest section of woods in all of Cook County. It's massive. It runs from one side to the other. Actually, look, if you Google map it, it's huge. You might have to cross a street, but once you cross, you're in another massive forest preserve. So, I mean, something could hide here anywhere it wanted.
So, does it connect up with other...
It goes into Will County, and it continues all... I mean, it's a gigantic forest preserve.
So, does it connect up with the Illinois River and major streams, or...?
Yeah, you can get to that side, too, when you're on the other side of Route 45. This will actually goes clear to 45. On the other side, the west side of 45, this runs all the way up to 55, the interstate. I mean, this is just a massive area. All you got to do is just cross the street to get.
So,
to
in
the
other
next
words,
section.
nothing would have to necessarily be permanent in here.
No, if something here could be, you know, cross town, you know, the next day with no problem.
Through the woods.
And basically, we're on the fringes where there's still rural areas.
Right.
And the woods are so interconnected. Technically, something could walk from here out to the Joliet area if it wanted to.
Right.
Go at night, you could just cross some fields and something.
Right. Well. You know what we're finding with a lot of reports is that Sasquatch activity is actually much closer to the cities.
Uh-huh.
And last year there were reports within sight of the Arch in St. Louis. So, You know, it's not surprising
to me.
They're
curious about us, aren't they? They're watching us too.
Yeah. Of course, you don't come out at night much anymore. But do you ever get that watch feeling in the daytime?
I get that. I actually got it today. I was going to ask you that. There's days that when I come out here where I know I'm being watched. I just don't know from where. It's just I explain it to other people, please. Sometimes you come out here, it's like being in the park. It's a nice, beautiful forest preserve. And other times you come out, it is just so creepy. You just feel like there's eyes everywhere.
And did you say you had had stuff thrown at you before?
Well, numerous things. We've had, not acorns, but those... I don't know what it is. Those bigger nuts. I can't think of what they're called. They've actually smacked us before. And I was out here with a friend where we had a log, you know, 6-inch thick, 5-6 foot long, physically fly out of the trees and land within about 3 foot of our feet.
Was that right here in this area?
It was right in this clearing, right. And then we actually left. We just looked up and said, okay, we can take a hint. And we walked out of here. It just logs don't fall out of the sky very often. So
now, have you ever experienced what in guerrillas people talk about a bluff charge, where it sounds like something charging through
actually,
the woods and then stop?
You'll hear there's deer out here too, but I mean you do all of a sudden you'll hear something crunching because this is thick woods, and then all of a sudden you hear nothing. So I mean that could possibly be what it is too.
But you've never had anything that?
No, I've never actually been out in the middle where you know something I could physically. Hear something coming right at me,
okay.
Really.
Okay.
But you'll hear it like we could be talking now, and you'll hear something big going right by and stuff like that.
What about wood knocks? Have you ever heard wood knocks?
You know, to be honest, I probably haven't paid attention. You know, I might have. I never looked at it from this point of view before. I was out here always on the paranormal.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not going to retune myself to listen for more stuff now.
Right.
But I'm sure there had to be, because there's logs everywhere. They'd make great things for knocking together.
So, can you think of anything
else?
It's
quiet today, too. It's beautiful out here.
Can you think of anything?
Well, not really. I mean, this is an active area, too. Didn't you say that they're attracted to people? Because we have huge deer population. We have water right there. And people are in and out here all the time, too. So, weren't you saying they were attracted to people or something?
Well, I think it's a perfect area for them to watch.
Yeah. And these are such thick woods. I mean, we're talking fall now. You see this place in the summer. I
right.
mean, you don't see. You can't see in here at all. Except here. This never grows.
Here it comes.
Larry's a great guy. He's 80-something.
Yeah. I think we're kind of done, aren't we?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Man. Well, listen, John, thank you very much for inviting me out here.
I'm glad I got a new perspective on this place.
We'll get this posted up, and we'll have links on the website. And
okay.
I want to thank you for what pictures you're going to allow me to post there.
No problem.
And it's just a great place.
Yeah, it's actually kind of neat. It's exciting to find out it might be something else other than what I thought, too.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do a whole new blog about this, my troubles in trying to set up equipment in the most haunted graveyard in the United States. Over there and something black over there. Well, this,
you don't have floaters there yet.
You ever hear of shadow people?
Yeah.
You know, this area here is notorious for shadow people. Of course, maybe they're Sasquatches now. We've been out here before where we've had groups of people.
Out of reality, we don't have a freaking clue.
Well, we were out before, like in the center over there, Larry.
Yeah.
And it was one of those days I told you where it's creepy out here. And we had four or five people with us. And I saw like three black shadows watching us. And I'd look and I could see them over there. And then the other people in the group started to see them. And I wasn't saying exactly where. And to have him point it out, but it's where I was seeing it. And all of a sudden, at one point, we saw them surrounding this whole area, just black shadows. That was one of the creepiest days out here. Because I don't know what shadow people are. That scares me. Deep in the woods, and I don't even know where, so I'm not even going to show you. But we've been walking through these woods, and here's where we'll find the good-sized trees, like these. Completely bent over, like up here. Just like something that, wham! But they're all that splintered effect, you know, like an impact right here. Not like a wind thing, you know. But they're not from the bottom. They're from, you know, up high.
You know, one time when I was here, this isn't a Sasquatch, but I was standing right on the inside of that fence right there. No one was here. It was a morning. And I'm standing there, and I hear, "Hi, John." And I turn around and go, "Hey, how you?" And there's no one there. And I'm looking, there's no one here. But I heard it crystal clear. Well, it could have been one imitating the voice, I guess, but whatever it was, I mean, it wasn't an EVP. I mean, I physically heard it to the point it was so clear it didn't even scare me because I thought somebody was there, and I turned around and I'm like,
"Hi." You come in here with other people.
Yeah, I've been here with a lot of other people.
Actually, there's some recent graves up there. It's not that old.
No, well, recent ones, the last ones were in the, I think it was
20s or so.
Well, no, there's actually one as late as the 87 or something.
Oh, okay.
Right over here. This is recently being cleaned up. We got the state to finally do it. But right here is thick woods. And I was over underneath that pine tree taking a picture this way of my friend that was standing here, because in paranormal, a lot of times ghosts hang around people. And then I get home and I look and hunched down, it's sitting there like this in the weeds. You can see from here up with this thing with pointed ears and a huge snout. But like I say, it didn't look wolf-like totally. It looked more like baboon-wolf, some weird combo. We called it the wolf creature. I didn't know what to call it. But we got that on film. But it's the weirdest thing. And it was actually, again, I check everything I do. We came back. It was right here, hunched down. There was no logs, no tombstones, you know, nothing that could do a matrixing effect. That's what I was looking for. But it actually looks like a cross between a wolf and a baboon. It's not total wolf. It's not a baboon. It's like a miss. But what confuses me is the high weeds were here. My buddy was right there.
So that was probably a Sasquatch I saw when we were kids. And we never talked about it because I figured
both of them were.
Because what we did is the state right where you're at. Our car was parked right here. Remember the Force Reserves used to have a single car turn in. And one car could park there. At least out here they did. And they were all over the forest preserve where you could just park and you're almost in the woods. We're in one of those. And it was high. But all of a sudden I saw a huge hand, like right like this. And I told my wife, "Do you see that?" And all of a sudden like this. Real quick and pop back. It's big, freaking hairy head, you know, way up here. And we were all 16.